Thank you and good afternoon. Humboldt State University has announced that they received over $1.8 million in grant funding from the U.S. Department of Education. The school will receive over $373,000 for the next 5 years to help fund its Student Support Services program, which is aimed to help low-income and first-generation students graduate from college. The school released the following statement: "We are excited to be able to continue to provide support to low-income students who will be the first in their family to earn a college degree. The Student Services Support Program was established in 1972, helping first-generation and low-income students by using financial aid, tutoring, amongst other methods." The McKinleyville Community Services District unveiled groundwork for their new Teen and Community Center at a groundbreaking ceremony on Gwynn Road earlier this afternoon. The district partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwood for this project. The Teen Center will be a 6,700-square-foot addition to the district's already existing Recreation and Activity Center. Upon completion, the center will feature multiple activities and leadership programs for the community, and the center will also be able to seat up to 450 residents, making larger events easier to hold. A 911 call that was abruptly cut off prompted two Humboldt Sheriff's deputies to be dispatched to the 2500 block of Hall Avenue in Eureka early Sunday morning. Deputies arrived at a residence and knocked on the front door with no response, and they heard an unknown commotion occurring inside the residence. Deputies went to the rear of the house, where the back door was open. Deputies walked inside and announced themselves as law enforcement when they heard a muffled scream for help coming from a woman inside of a bedroom. Deputies broke down the door and saw 31-year-old Derek Dexter holding his 30-year-old girlfriend in a chokehold. Dexter warned deputies not to take another step closer or he would break the victim's neck. One deputy pointed a taser while the other pointed his firearm, and Dexter applied pressure to the victim's neck to a point where she couldn't breathe. Deputies negotiated with Dexter for several minutes to release his girlfriend, to which Dexter agreed to do after he smoked a cigarette and used a free hand to do so. Afterwards, Dexter was taken into custody and he was booked into county jail on domestic violence, amongst other charges. The victim was transported to a local hospital for treatment of injuries. A Mendocino deputy on routine patrol Tuesday night noticed a parked vehicle partially hidden behind Hopper's Dairy, a business located in Fort Bragg. The deputy checked the area on foot and saw a suspect trying to sneak away behind one of the business's delivery trucks. The deputy contacted the suspect and recognized him from previous encounters as 38-year-old John Cooley Jr. A subsequent investigation revealed that the locks had been broken off the back of two delivery trucks. Cooley was found to be in possession of a large monkey wrench and a broken lock in his pocket. Cooley was on probation in addition to being out of custody on bail pending court appearances for recent thefts committed. Cooley was booked into county jail on two counts of burglary, amongst other charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On July 8th, the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission announced that Greg Foster returned to the agency and was chosen to be the new executive director. This is the third stint for Foster at REDEC, having already been executive director from 1999 to 2007 and again from 2009 to 2012. Foster said on Tuesday's Talk Shop that despite people asking why he has been seemingly in and out of REDEC, he insists he has learned something new every time.
It's interesting. People say, well, you keep going out and coming back, going out and coming back. And I, you know, every time I've done it, I've learned a tremendous amount about something. And I think it's always good to get out of a mode, a way of doing things, and look at how things are done completely different, maybe in a completely different realm, whether it's a different community or a different sector or a different company. And you get a new perspective.
Not only does REDEC face new issues to work on, Foster said that some of the same issues from his last stint remain, but he thinks one problem shouldn't be bigger than the other.
The issue is, for me, it's never one. Because when you put all your, I mean, that's that whole eggs in one basket thing, right? So I don't know that there is one. You know, REDEC is, I mean, it's a board of 19 people and a staff of three. So we know that we have a limited amount of capacity by ourselves.
Before returning to REDEC, Foster spent the previous 3 years as the vice president and business lender for Redwood Capital Bank. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.